In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Love one another as Jesus has loved us. This is the commandment Jesus gave his disciples at the Last Supper. This is also the commandment he gives all his disciples in the here and now, right here, right now. Love one another. Everyone welcomes it. Everyone loves it. Everyone knows it. But yet, it often seems like we welcome it and know it in theory. That is. But when we try to put theory into practice, this love in action becomes the most difficult task. So difficult that it literally stops us in our tracks. This is because when you love the other, you have to embrace the discomfort of otherness. Notions of the other are complex. Differences are often deemed irreconcilable. But yet, we are commanded to confront differences without confrontation. To reconcile separateness, this requires extraordinary love and extraordinary courage. 3 years ago, Hong Kong had to confront the social divide that separates us, the divide that pits us against them. 3 years ago, all our differences gave birth to what has come to be known as the Umbrella Movement. This movement moved Hong Kongers into the streets to demand for political reform. It revealed just how polarized our society is. Us versus them, the young versus the old, rich versus poor, the haves against the have-nots. A fight for rights and freedoms against a fight for law and order, change versus the status quo. While the factors that gave rise to the Umbrella Movement may be unique, but what it highlighted, what divides us, are not. I would think that all of you here are familiar with these very differences that divide communities. Us versus them are indeed commonplace. It is in Hong Kong, so it is here in London, Suffolk, and elsewhere. In our church, we have members of all political stripes, some of them Protestants, some of them pro-establishment. Polarization happens too often. When faced with differences, we easily let our anger take control, and hate rears its ugly head, consuming all of us in the process. But to ease tensions from within, I believe that, ultimately, there is only one way, the way of love. Christians cannot be separated from love. We cannot excuse ourselves from respecting others. I believe this is also the reason why Jesus commanded us, the church, to love one another. We need to show the world Jesus' way of love. Dialogue is crucial. It is where our encounters with those who differ from us begin. We address issues that divide people, issues that separate us from them, the issues that distinguish, differentiate, and separate. True dialogue begins with God's dialogue with us, in his creation, incarnation, and redemption. Christian faith requires dialogue with one another. Important dialogues to happen within the church. It also requires serious conversations to take place with those outside the church. Whenever we want to initiate dialogue, we begin by listening to stories people tell. Listening is always the first step in loving one another in the name of Christ. God give us 2 ears and 1 mouth, so that we may listen twice as much as we speak. Yet, we tend to be too self-centered. Too often, we jump in, we interrupt, we disrupt to defend our stance before the people we are conversing with have the chance to complete their thoughts. Therefore, be a good listener with 2 ears. It is the first step in loving one another. I would also like to take this opportunity to express my heartfelt gratitude for your inviting me to be one of the international canon theologians of your diocese. I'm looking forward to listening to the diverse and interesting stories of your diocese, and I would like to share the voices of others from Asia in love and in courage. May God bless this experimental cross-cultural dialogue and make it a fruitful one, and let it be a strong sign and testimony for the world to know how to embody diversity, to embrace differences, to listen, and to love each other. In the name of Christ. Amen.